Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland standard time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
Calling and speak with the man in the street from the long-awaited Detox album. Hey, you are listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 9 already. That M period, A period, N period. That's an abbreviation, an acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call the 646-478-0944, like the 216-235 and the 216-315 numbers have already done. If you're sending in music or commercials, send them MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always call back or press 1. So that means I'm coming to my phone lines no matter what. Now, usually I would give you about a 2-minute thing of certain programs that you could catch. I will reserve the right to come back to that after I give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. The reason why I want to wait is because I want to get the phone callers out of the way. Then I can tell you some of the other radio shows that you could check out. Before I get to the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, just missing the cut. He just put out new music. The Actual Tannis. In the number 10 spot debuting, it's the Queens on the Move community networking meeting that's to take place this coming Saturday, March 5th, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at BWE's Entertainment Headquarters West, 3143 West 84th Street. Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. So that's debuting in the number 10 spot. Number 9, Joseph Botley Jr., the YouTube page, Skill Set, and three other new songs. Number 8, debuting, Sheriff Kilroy's Party on the Dance Floor featuring HJS, AYD, and that's on the YouTube page of GMS Hood Famous TV. Number 7, debuting, Sir Koopa, released 60 songs on 2/22/22. Number 6, Move It Up, Ghetto Evangelist, his 2/22/22 release. That second Timothy album is off the chains. Ghetto Evangelist. Number 5, debuting, the Facebook page, Party with the Pisces, MX Juneteenth fundraiser. That's coming up this coming Friday. Number 4, debuting, Facebook. You can check out that Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop. Number 221 and other events as it debuts in. The reason that we want to at least talk about that particular thing as it stands. And I want to thank everybody who is at least doing their best to chime in and join with none other our conversation. I appreciate that very much for those who do take the time to check us out. But I would like to at least go back to number 4, the Facebook page of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Hip Hop Workshop, number 221, and other events, just to let people know that it is taking place at 1899 Main Classroom Building, Cleveland State University. That's the large room, number 136. You can enter from East 22nd and Chester or Euclid Avenue. And it's this coming Saturday, March 5th, right there. We ask you, you can be mean, but keep it clean with radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, hip-hop workshop, news, live DJ Dollar Rock tributes, plus Mr. Ronnie B's hip-hop workshop news, the freestyle cypher, and more. And right now, we will have a lot of free giveaways. Plus, special guests include The Gift, Team Glow Green, who did their own flyer for the event, and a tribute fit for a king, and a music video shoot. We will also have tickets for sale for the Black House Sounds March 11th, All Walks of Life Dinner and Awards Banquet, which will be held at the Mediterranean Party Center, 25021 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights. Definitely masks are encouraged on the college campus. And that's at the number 4 spot. Number 3, debuting. Okay. Facebook, Communities Not Cages. That will take place this coming Thursday. Number 2, debuting. Facebook, Vince Robinson and the Jazz Poets live at Rudy's Pub. That was just yesterday. And the biggest jump to the number 1 spot. It's very interesting when you have the same company in two spots, almost like bookends. It's the Facebook page of Music and Business for the Soul Awards last Saturday. As a matter of fact, to tell you the truth, it didn't come much bigger than that. Reason being is the food was catered by BWE. They have their own food catering business. You had Silver Bees, Edutainment Royalty Roundtable, Headlines and Headaches, Brick House Wellness, Cleveland Underground Music Report, Hip Hope, Major Taps, Almighty FX, Brother Alan Brown, a.k.a. that L.A. from Tree Mix, Darius, DJ Jackson. It was a phenomenal event. I would like to say that anytime the late Mr. Ken Ferguson Sr. and family received community activists, Brother Ronnie B., excellent host for that event. It was good to see Lady T not have to do as much mic work because she had to make sure her artist Lyrical Storm stayed intact. Ward 1 Councilman Mr. Joe Jones, political, the late Mr. Melvin Milligram Flowers, No Static Entertainment, Man in the Street. Get to that in just a moment. Mr. Rob Rose, Entertainment and Promotions. The late Aliana DeFries from the Youth, BWE Future Kids, did an excellent job on that presentation. The late Mr. Walter Hyde, entrepreneur. My thoughts before I go to the phone lines, that's why I decided to wait to get into all the shows and certain things like that, is because here are my thoughts on it. You know, Danielle Woods had said that she felt that Mr. Milligram was one of the nicest people she ever met. And for me, I didn't get a chance to go off paper, but I would have said fully that when it comes down to it, Mr. Milligram, we cannot forget that he was Black on Black Crime Incorporated's hip-hop workshop cipher leader for so many years. The fact that he was with GMS Hood Famous TV, GMS Hood Famous DVD, that he assisted up until the present day, no matter what he was doing. He was part of Cleveland Soul. He would definitely give you the shirt off his back or money out of his pocket. The verb staff that I used in such videos, such as Pressure Got a Hold on Me, Dreaming, Walk Like a Man, he had a verb staff, but he gave me the verb staff. He felt that since I was a griot, a poet and a leader, I deserved it. The video, I remember the date when he passed, when I first heard about it on that Wednesday afternoon. He had FaceTimed me about three times before that Wednesday. And he would talk about how much he loved the song Thank You, Jesus. And the thing about him is he worked with Black House Sound. When he was in the hospital years ago, I remember talking to Joseph Motley Jr. for Black House Sound, who made sure that I called Mr. Milligram, and who became Super Milligram, Melvin Flowers. Some call him Melvin Hutchison from the name on Facebook, but Melvin Flowers, he not only joined, but one of our biggest, the biggest single to date that we ever did, Thank You, Jesus, it was his lyrics that really helped bring the song to life. Tracks like When I Die, Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 2. So when he FaceTimed me, he had been to the video shoot in February of 2021 for Figures Just Scared. And when we talked then, who'd have thought months later, when I was consoling him, his thoughts were he couldn't make it to his father's home going, which was coming up. And we talked about the fact that when he got out of the hospital, he was going to throw a great memorial. And the Tuesday before he passed, the reason I played Thank You, Jesus on voiceofradio.com was because it was the song he said was his favorite. And I wanted to make sure he heard the song and posted it online because that's what I felt I was supposed to do. And on that Wednesday, for the What Time Is It music video, I had the verb staff. I pulled it back out because just thinking that my brother should see that. And so a lot of people know his work for No Static Radio and Go Get 'Em Inc. But the fact that he was my co-host on voiceofradio.com's Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop radio show that still airs on Tuesdays at 5 p.m., or the fact that he followed it up and was on Flowmasters as well at the same time, I was just honored that his family was there. I'm going to get off of my soapbox. I see three phone numbers. Like I say, I'm going to go out of order. Instead of telling people the different radio programs and other entertainment companies they can join, I'll do that before we get off the air. Let me go in order before I go to the 216-315 or the 601 area code with the 513. Let me go to 216-235. You have been so patient. Thank you for your patience. How are you doing out there?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Who am I talking to this fine evening?
This is Ms. McQueen.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me say that, Ms. McQueen, it was an honor to get a chance to work with you at, it's obvious, the number one rated program when it came to entertainment and activities and music. It was the Music and Business for the Soul Awards. Tell me, how did you, your role end up, you know, you becoming involved in that?
Well, first off, Lady T, as some may know, some may not know, that's my sister, first off. So, you know, me and her both collaborate, you know, within our business. So, like when, you know, when she does her events, you know, I'm the head of marketing and with Future Kids as well. So we both kind of, you know, work together with bringing that event together. So, you know, that's how that came about, or how that happened.
I hear you. And with that being said, I have to ask you, I'm looking at something. It says, Truth, a voice within domestic violence in our communities. And it says, Truth, a voice within domestic violence in our communities, is a City of Cleveland program that addresses as well as provides resources to both men, women, and youth who are experiencing or has experienced domestic violence. Founded in 2015 by founder and CFO, Ms. Shamir McQueen, under the collaborative City of Cleveland mass organization, Black Women of Excellence, founded by founder and CFO, Ms. Latoria T. Witcher, our mission is to provide a service and helpful resources to find resolutions to potential issues that affect our community, such as mental and emotional, as well as bring awareness to the issue of domestic violence and suicide, as well as show support to those individuals suffering or surviving from other traumatic traumas. Talk to me about this program and why this program.
Well, Truth came about, like you said, in 2015. As well, Truth started with me. I was in a domestic violence relationship for 7 years. So, basically, once I got out of my situation and within my situation, I seen there wasn't a lot of help and resources around, you know, it just popped up in my head one night to start something with domestic violence. You know, just for the community or just for other people that was out there that needed help that didn't get help as much as I did. So Truth is basically like women and men basically stating their truth as far as domestic violence. The voice is women and men stating their story. So basically Truth is to give people the opportunity to speak their voice and also to let people know that you do have help. And if you get to the right people, you can get that help or resources or whatever you may need to get out of that situation. And you do have a voice.
That's deep in itself. And you talked about the resources and everything like that. So to anyone who's out there, hearing the sound of your voice, how can they become a part of this organization or seek you out for help?
Well, we have our Facebook page, which is Truth, a voice within domestic violence in our communities. We have our Facebook page. You can also, you know, reach out to me. My phone number is 216-882-2702. Also, you can reach out to Lady T. Her email is lrichard47@gmail.com. You can reach out to her, you know, Truth or me. you know, just reach out to us and we'll get back to you. We also have our Women Speak conference that's coming up on March 26th, as well as we have our community meeting that's coming up March 5th. So, and that's the Queens on the Move Community Networking Meeting. So, and that's from 5 to 8, Saturday, March 5th.
All right.
So, everything is going to be plastered out so people can reach out if they want to network or get any type of information. They can get on our True Facebook page, like anywhere. It's not that hard to get in contact with us, and we will get contact with them. As soon as they contact us, we'll be right back in contact with them.
Well, I thank you very much. And for those people who are not astute enough, just two more questions before we go. Number one, because some people will look at CFO and they'll think, wow, I know a CFO too. I know a real Cleveland fool outlaw. Talk to me about that title. Break it down for us. Break it down for us, please.
So, a CFO, I mean, a CFO is basically you're the chief. You're the one who's in charge.
Gotcha.
You're the senior executive with the responsibility of a corporation with other institutions or your business. So, basically, I'm going to say it nicely. I'm the head chick in charge.
Got you. I like that.
Okay.
And it was nice working with you because you handled a lot of business with Lady T, and I thank you for that. And also, I'm going to at least ask you your thoughts on what does it take to be or have a successful event.
Ooh, okay. First is communication. Communication, you got to have paperwork, you got to have documents, promptly attendance, people have to read, like all types of things. But the first to have a successful event is communication.
Thank you once again. And your name again and the name of the organization?
My name is Shamir McQueen, and the organization is Truth, a Voice Within Domestic Violence in Our Communities.
Thank you so much for taking the time to call in, and may you enjoy the rest of the program.
Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. See, all I can say is I'm just thankful that I'm around people who are smart. It kind of brings me up so that I don't have to be left in the same position. I'm going to go to the 216-315-216-315. You've been so patient. I appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Al. How are you?
I am doing extremely well. You are so happy. I have no choice but to at least put a smile on my face and ask, who am I talking to this fine evening?
You're speaking with Hope Moore.
Wow. You know something? It's an honor to speak to you because you are active in the community, active with your family. You have singing talent. As a matter of fact, I remember you singing at something that was very monumental to me. Didn't work out, though. But you sang, and it was excellent. It wasn't that your singing was on point. It's just I messed some things up at a different event altogether that I was live at a radio station on. But it's phenomenal, and you also do poetry. You write. Talk to me this evening, please.
All right, well, Al, first let me say thank you so very much for having me on your show. You know we've been vibing for a long time. You are one of the most righteous brothers that I ever met, and you are who you say you are. So, you know, and thank you for that. you know. So, and you know, I'm still doing my poetry as always. I plan on taking that to the next level this year. I actually have a greeting card that I'm going to launch this year around Father's Day. You know, we not saying, you know, we know moms are important, but dads are special too. So I have a special card. Of course, it was inspired by my own dad, who was near and dear to my heart. You know, just to show dads, you know, that we appreciate them. So I'm launching that this year. But what I really wanted to talk about was Sister Girlfriend. And Sister Girlfriend is a faith-based, a Bible-based women's group. And okay. In the group, we deal with real issues that women are facing or have faced. You know what I'm saying?
I'm listening to you. I'm
okay.
excited
right.
to hear
right.
about
well,
that.
I'll go ahead and speak on it, okay? It is a place of anonymity. And what that pretty much means is what's said in the room, it stays in the room. And we just ask, you have to have somebody else's permission to tell their story. Because you cannot tell, I can't tell your story better than you. It's your story. So we respect each woman's right to be able to tell their own story, you know. And I'm pretty much an open book, you know what I'm saying? If I can be real with who I am and where I fall short, how can I grow? But Sister Girlfriend is a place of healing. In it we love, we support, we pray for and with each other while we go through our process of self-realization so we can move into a space of self-actualization. Because everybody has a purpose. We are here for more than just eating, breathing, and taking up space. Everybody has a purpose. It's a place of healing. It's a lot of women out here hurting. It's a lot of women out here walking around with festering wounds beneath the surface, secret shames that keep them bound. And what we do as Sister Girlfriend, through the Word of God, is we encourage them that they can be whole. I can be, we all can be whole again. It's a space of transparency, and it's judgment-free. You got a lot of people, women out here, they got church hurt. I know about that, too. But the reality of it is, in order for those wounds to heal, you got to put a Band-Aid off of it. You know what I'm saying? You got to let it freeze. You know, so and you know what the enemy likes to do is isolate, make you feel like you alone. You know, you can watch National Geographic. When the predators, they come out there hunting, they looking for the weak. They looking for the sick and the vulnerable amongst the herd. And that's the same thing the enemy does with people. They isolate, okay? Then they count for you just to destroy you. So we want to help our sisters. I know it was something very important for me that when I was going through that I had other women that supported me. They lifted me up and kept me in their prayers. I seriously, seriously love and appreciate my sisters for that. And, you know, as I came into myself, into my own process for healing, it was important to me to create a place for other women where they can heal. And there's no judgment there. You know what I'm saying? And I do this in conjunction with a Pastor Clark from Pennsylvania. And there are other elders there, you know, to help to guide us younger ladies, you know, there for teaching and also to get us in line if need be, you know what I'm saying? Women are so vital. They're a vital part of their families, a vital part of these communities. When women are not well, their home is well, their families are well, relationships, marriages aren't well. Nothing connected to them is well. Everything connected to them is sick, okay? And I know I needed healing because the relationships that were connected to me, as long as I wasn't well, I wasn't functioning, you know, not at the level in which it was needed for me to. And like I said, it's a place where no matter what your issue is, we're not here to judge. We're here to tell you, hey, I'm my sister's keeper, and that's what we do. We pray for one another. Like I said, I know people pray for me. My church family, there were times, Al, I was so depressed I couldn't even get out of my bed. And I was so grateful for those women that looked past my faults and saw my needs. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what we want to do as sister, girlfriend. And I don't know if anybody's listening that feel like sister, girlfriend would be a place for them, but they could certainly reach out to me, 216-315-5373, you know, because I feel like it's time for us to heal. And I think it's vitally important for women to start a healing process. We are too important. We too important to keep walking around here broken. So that's what we do. And I don't know if I have time, but I do have a poem that speaks to my moments of brokenness, and I will keep it short.
Go ahead and hit us with that poem, please.
All right, I appreciate you, my brother. The poem is called Hidden. Okay. There's a broken person hiding deep inside of me, a scared and lonely little girl that no one else can see. Here on the surface, she's always crying out, but the broken trust inside keeps her shrouded in doubt. She longs to feel the sunlight kiss her golden skin, but shame and fear blot it out and keep her trembling within. She often dreams of being free, to live, to laugh, to love, and rediscover all the things her laugh was once made of. One day she'll forgive them all, so she can finally be free. But until then, she remained hidden inside me. So we just want to speak, you know, wellness, healing to those broken, fragmented pieces. You know, and through the love and support of our merciful Father, we can, you can, I can be whole again.
Amen. So? Hey, I thank you. No, I do. I thank you. And don't be afraid to call in and share with us more poetry or song, or let us know how everything is going, and definitely hold a line, because I'm pretty sure there are announcements of other events coming through that you can be a part of. So thank you so much, Hope. We appreciate
it. You're very welcome, and I will definitely be holding on. I was just listening to the lady that was speaking earlier. I think that's phenomenal. As a matter of fact, if people reach out to me, I want to promote that. That's a beautiful thing. So I'll definitely be holding on, and thanks again for allowing me to have this moment.
No problem. I appreciate you. And see, that's why I say that no matter what I might want to do, from playing music or running my big chops more, I stop, because the phone callers coming through are so important, because the Creator in heaven did not have to allow me to have a program. As a matter of fact, before I go to the 216-820 and then the 216-424, let's go to the 601 area code with the 513. 601 area code with the 513. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Brother Al? This is your future president, but now presidential candidate for 2024, Michael D. Langdon. How's it going?
It's going well. It's going well. Tell us what's going on, Brother Landingham.
Well, you know, I you know, just sitting here listening to the show. Sounds good, especially that lady with the substance abuse, finding ways for support, and that's what we need. And young people to step up and take the reins from everything that we're what we're facing here in America, and try to unite all factions that have been broken up because of divisions and economic hardships, and especially during COVID.
Right.
That's why we're so exceptional in the world overall. And hearing people coming on saying they're here to help, here to deliver something beyond just themselves but for others is a great feeling that America will.
Amen. And what is going on with your case? Yeah, what's going on with your case? Talk to
us. Well, hold on 1 second. I'm trying to somebody text me. All right. So, I got a couple of things. I'm very quick. number one, I was on a show not too long ago, and first I want to thank you and your viewers for allowing me to be on for so long, to give in great detail of what happened. As a presidential candidate, I was threatened back in 2020 or 2018 or 2020 by President Donald J. Trump. For 3 years, the government and the two presidents has blocked my story, especially under the Freedom of Information Act. I spoke about, I think once briefly, about suing the Justice Department right now in federal court. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've done it. I sued them. This is not a civil lawsuit. This is a class action lawsuit as a presidential candidate for the American people. It was a threat upon national security. And I got the proof. This past Monday, I got my judge, Judge Pamela A. Barker. So get your pencils out, because I'm about to tell y'all some stuff. Judge Pamela A. Barker, the case number for the court proceedings is 1, C as in cat, 2, C as in cat, V as in victory, 284. I'm waiting on my magistrate and waiting on the waiver of my $400 of processing the lawsuit.
Gotcha.
Now, I was going to call today, but I'm not. I let them contact me. But I filed. I said that Donald Trump came after me. I said the threat upon my life was the reason because he believed with my family story, with my ideas for America about bringing America together, besides what Joe Biden's been talking about, good luck tomorrow, Mr. President, that he threatened me because he knew that possibly, that's a great possibility, besides picking Joe Biden or Donald Trump, America will have a better option picking me. And my life was threatened 12 days after I just announced without getting $1, one speech, or even signing the paperwork to run. And instead of being afraid for 3 years, the first time he came after me, I said, wow, I can't believe military helicopters. Okay. It was him. Secret Service confirmed it. Secret Service confirmed that the FBI has the information. Only they can release it. They gave him their threat assessment here at my house. And so I'm like, all right, I got that somewhere in the FBI. So now when Joe Biden became president, now here's the kicker, ladies and gentlemen. When Joe Biden became president, I did my Freedom of Information Act with Representative Marcy Caput of the Bishop of Ohio in Cleveland. She believed my story. She said it's a conspiracy. And she filed my paperwork. The FBI comes back and said, well, Mr. Landon Helm, Cleveland Police, nor you called the FBI about the threat on the day you're mentioning. And there's no police records because we did an extensive check. And by law, they're supposed to visit me as a presidential candidate under the threat. And they never did. So that's what I'm suing for $2 billion, the same amount of money of the interference of the threat from Donald Trump, and using the FBI to block my case from coming out. As you remember, William Barr was protecting
right.
Trump throughout, as you remember, correct? So I was included.
Yes, I remember that.
This is bigger than January 6th. Even though people died, Donald Trump physically used military and sent military helicopters over there on 79th and Kinsman, over there in Garden Valley. December 10th, 2018. And everybody's still out there, still talking about it. Remember, I already got people recorded with that. Even my baby brother, who was there when it happened and went live with me when I was at the 4th District. So that's what I'm suing for. The FBI lied on my Freedom of Information Act. The FBI lied under two presidents.
Wow.
About my story coming out. And I just filed... Hold on. I just filed my federal lawsuit for $2 billion, and they accepted it. That's the kicker. No lawyer. I mean, I studied. I watched a lot of Matlock when I was growing up, so that kind of helped out. So, but this is federal. This is federal. This is federal. I'm taking them to court. Because I am a presidential candidate. I'm active right now. So, you know, whatever Joe Biden's going to talk about tomorrow, don't get me wrong. We need to unify. I'm not trying to trick him. I just want my story out. Just like for 400 years, black people want resolutions and reparations and everything for us to be treated as equals. Now, with my story, to be the key to make that turnaround impossible. I'm asking all people, all Americans, around the world, share my story. Get ready. Because you're going to see me on the news pretty soon.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Oh, you're more than welcome. And again, before you leave out, the name of the judge and the case number.
The judge name, I want to give my website also to look at the FBI stuff.
Yes,
give
please.
A little bit more. But judge name is Pamela A. Barker from the North Federal Courthouse of Northeast Ohio here in Cleveland, Ohio. The case number is, y'all ready?
Yes.
All right. 1, C as in cat. 2, C as in cat. V as in victory. 2, 8, 4.
And that
now, what I'm suing for is why they, what I'm suing for is why they lied, and why they lied is direct communication from me and Trump, pretending he was my white cousins. Look on landinghamcase.com. It's like landing a plane, going ham, with the case for the American people.com. I mean, case. I've just added all that for humor. Point is,
I like it.
Click 3 blue bars underneath the website name. You have the option start from Saturday. He tells them himself. Just read it. That's what I'm suing for. That's suing for the FBI lied. Under 2 presidential parties, candidates that have different, you know, Republican and Democrat. And I have a case. So get ready, America.
Thank you so much. You made my evening. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Stay blessed, everybody.
Likewise. As a matter of fact, now, all right, we have a couple of phone callers to go. Let's go to the patient phone caller. Before I go to the 216-424, let's go to 216-820. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing great. This is Mr. Powers, Endo Dove from Black House Sound, wanting everybody to know that 1 week from this Friday, 2501, Rockside Road, Black House Sound will be having an All Walks of Life concert. It will be from 8 to midnight. The tickets are $20, 10 for the show and 10 for the food. So get some grub in your belly. And we will also be honoring Ernest Smith. As well, you'll see live performances from yours truly, as well as Joe Legacy, the Sheriff, Ballhead Fred, Major Taps, Almighty FX, even Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, will also be there. There will be a special award given to Ernest Smith for what he's been doing for the community as well. So like I said, this 1 week from Friday, that is March 11, 2022, at the Mediterranean Party Center up there on Rockside Row, 25021. Come on out, have fun with Black House Sound and the All Walks of Life concert. Man, we are going to have a party. Don't be left out. This coming Wednesday, I will be at the Black on Black Crime headquarters advertising the show as well as some tickets. And don't forget to come to the hip-hop workshop this Saturday for some more tickets, because this coming Wednesday at the Black on Black Crime headquarters, I will be giving the deadline on when the last day is to come and get the tickets. So don't be left out. Come and have some fun and enjoy this All Walks of Life concert with Black House Sound. Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. This is Endo Dub. One love to everyone. Peace.
Peace. I appreciate that message that came through. let me see what's going on with 216-424. 216-424. How you feeling out there?
Feeling good. Blackout Sound. Blackout Sound, the founder, Joe Legacy. I'm loving the last caller. Even the caller before that, I never got a chance to hook up with that gentleman, the caller before, Mr. Powers. I don't know, sir, if you still listening and you still interested in coming to our event. But if you are, send me a text or let me know so I can try to work that on out. The reason I was calling, my partner just covered it. At the Party Center, March the 11th, we have a show. We will be giving a reward to Mr. Ernest Smith. It should be a little bit of line dancing. I hope people understand that the food is really, really good, man. You know, them people that prepare the food, they like real cater. So this is not, you know, we make the food and take it up there. This is not that. This is it's straight professional.
Yeah.
Everything about what we're doing is professional. So the last caller, Mr. Powers, was saying don't miss out. I'm saying, you know, if you can make it on out there, great. If not, you know, just keep Blackout Sound up in spirits. And if we do anything else in the future and you hear about how well we did, because we're going to do great, and you hear about how well we're going to do on that night, you know, just be in attendance for something else that we're doing. I like the young lady that was saying her poetry. I thought that that was awesome. That'd be nice if she was one of our performers. I hope she's still listening. That would really be nice. But once again, Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. That will be March the 11th from 8 to 9. We're going to have a little bit of line dancing in there. You will hear live performances. All walks of life mean you will hear music that's conscious. You will hear unconscious music. And you will eat and mingle, you know, congregate, you know, connect with each other. So it's more so of one of them type of shows. And I thank you all for letting me take up this little time once again for that gentleman that I didn't get to get you that ticket. If you're still interested, send me a text. God bless you all. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music, and I'm out.
That text message to 216-424-0871, 216-424-0871, to, of course, the presidential candidate. Now, thank you for that. Michael D. Landingham is just like landing a plane and going ham. Thank you, brother. That was Joseph Motley Jr., definitely in the top 10 this week. As far as the YouTube page, when you have four new songs out of different styles. As a matter of fact, talking about different styles, before I play any music or anything like that, why not let people know that you can feel free to check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM on www.newstalkcleveland.com, the YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. and Joseph P. Motley Jr., the Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. 1, or the Twitter page of Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Hip Hop Workshop 2. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period, Facebook Kent and Angelica, or Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com on Facebook. Facebook, I am a Superwoman Radio. Check out some of the nice sounds of www.3342music.com, R&B, strong production on that site. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. That's Sheriff Kilroy. That's with K-I. Two L's, R-O-Y. Webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Facebook Pete Weeks. I already said it before. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, YouTube of Miss Commentary, Cleveland. Also, Twitter page of Man in the Street 13, that's Man in the Street numeral 13, www.templabor.org. If you are looking for work or you know somebody who's looking for work, www.templabor.org. They have saved me plenty of times in life. Also, if you're looking for a network that is covering things, thelogtv.com. That's thelogtv.com. And also the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. We are Cleveland. Nothing but Cleveland artists and Cleveland material. We are Cleveland Power Groove Records YouTube channel. Because of the event coming up, let me see if I can't track with a couple of people that I know. Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven, Black House Sounds. It was on Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 1. So why not play The World?
We go way back. World is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in the heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in the heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in the heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in the heart. It's right there. Medication for cancer, but when it come to AIDS, politicians and doctors really don't have an answer. Another one smoking crack and got their hands up. Or alcoholic running around and throwing them bands up. They the ones that grew up with your jealous and can't stand you. What's the solution? Even blood underhand you. Another one get beat, nobody saw nothing. Now everybody paying attention when them stars coming. I'm idle, I got nothing to do, so ain't gonna start something. You used to dope in front of my house, so now the law coming.
Right there.
Man, the world
is out of shape. It ain't great, but I refuse to seal my fate in a hell's gate. I don't know the difference between real and fake and false traits in the definition of common theft on stealing shape. But what's the difference with real love and fake love? Do you get a welcome hug or death because one way or another your occupation the been booked when you let them up? All in your world, your name and blood. Why you telling people that you my cuz when you working for the fuzz? Trying to sting, I break my pockets like I got white devil drugs. I never flood that white cane. Only thing I flood is music, man, and spit that inspirational flow and hit the streets with a bang. It ain't my fault you let your career hang, being in the wrong gang. I was living my life through music, you was living yours in a fast lane. Yo, Ronnie B, tell this lame to get out the game. He visualized on what he saw through the windows of pain.
You see the world inside of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart, it's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart, it's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart, it's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart, it's right there.
She come to me like, well, when you get drunk, he think that somebody's stealing his music.
Now, because they're calling in so late, before the show ends, I'm going to at least give maybe 2 minutes to the 814 area code with the 504. So, 814-504, how are you doing? As a matter of fact, I know they were just calling to listen, and that was all right, but I had to give you a chance to chime in and say whatever's on your mind. County Executive Candidate Lee Weingart, who was on our program, he spent about 30 minutes answering tough questions, but when it comes to Lee Weingart, who's running for County Executive, some of the points that he left with us is that as county commissioner from 1995 to 1997, and then in the private sector, Lee Weingart, W-E-I-N-G-A-R-T, who's been fighting for Cuyahoga County for the last 25 years. He eliminated a massive budget deficit that he inherited, which was $120 million budget deficit caused by a county investment scandal. In 2 years, Lee and his fellow commissioners turned that deficit into a $40 million surplus without raising taxes by cutting non-essential spending by 11% and reducing the bureaucracy by 800 positions through attrition and a voluntary buyout, improved the county's credit as he reestablished the county's credit rating, which had fallen because of an investment scandal that predated Lee Weingart's time in office and a potential budget deficit within 9 months of taking office. When Lee left office, the county was positioned to pay off all its debts. Today, Cuyahoga County government debt is $1.4 billion. Bringing the Browns back to Cleveland, Lee personally led the campaign to extend the excise, the sin tax, to raise money to keep the Browns in Cleveland. That campaign resulted in passage of the extension by 72%. After the Browns moved to Baltimore, Lee represented Cuyahoga County in efforts to bring NFL football back to Cleveland. The extension of the sin tax was a major factor in the NFL's decision to bring back the Browns in 1999. And he also, well, he led ethically, which is very, very important that he brings an unrelenting commitment to ethics and integrity. And there have been no scandals during Lee's tenure as commissioner. Now, he's since then ensuring the public safety net. In 2003, the three Democratic county commissioners asked Lee to manage the countywide health and human services levy, which provides more than $200 million of critical funding for the county safety net services for abused children, at-risk seniors, Metro Health, mental health, addiction, and development disabilities, among others. And the union representing many county government employees had threatened to spend $500,000 to oppose the levy. In 6 weeks, Lee rallied the businesses, nonprofit, and organized labor communities to support the levy and raise more than $1.2 million for the levy campaign. The levy passed by a 60% to 40% margin. 2 years later, Lee was asked, again to manage the levy campaign. The levy passed by more than 70% of the vote, expanding voter access. In 2007, it became clear that Cuyahoga County's new electronic voting machines were an impediment, not a promoter, of increased voter access because of their complexity and long voting lines. So working with the Democratic County Commissioners and then Democratic Secretary of State, Jennifer Bruner, LNE Group replaced the electronic voting machines with a traditional Scantron-style voting system. The 2008 election was held without a flaw. There have been open, free, fair elections with increased voter access in the last 12 years. So with that being said, his main thing right now is removing dangerous urban blight. As LNE Group worked to pass legislation in Columbus creating the Cuyahoga Land Bank, the first land bank in Ohio, and since 2009, the Cuyahoga Land Bank has demolished or renovated thousands of county properties, many of which had become drug houses, placing communities and individuals at risk, creating new opportunities for affordable housing, new development, and green space. Today, there are more than 60 land banks in Ohio extending the benefits of urban redevelopment statewide, promoting clean energy, securing the $40 million to build wind turbines in Lake Erie, and $3 million to build wind turbines at Case Western Reserve and a private business, especially supporting families. The LNE Group that he has secured $4 million in federal funding for the county's Fatherhood Initiative, a program that continues to strengthen Cuyahoga County families 12 years after securing the initial funding. So there's a whole lot of things there, including protecting our community, community project funding, funding innovation, and job expansion, which are very important. So with that being said, hey, I want to thank everybody who decided to tune in. They can reach through for WineGuard for Better Government. Just make sure you're spelling it right, WineGuard. And I humbly thank those who listen to the program. Everybody, be peaceful. Look forward to seeing you at certain events. Peace.